This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hello and welcome. You've tuned into the right show. This is The Taxonista with Angela Sicca-Snyder on the one and only EWN Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Angela Sicca-Snyder, the Taxonista with your accountant's office, and I have got two amazing women here with us today. We're going to be talking about networking and the power of connections and relationships and how it can propel your business and connect you with people you never thought you'd know before, and also, of course, because this is the Taxonista, how it's deductible and how all that kind of fun activity in growing your business can be written off. So today I have with me Janelle McCauley and Heather Visca. Janelle McCauley is an amazing woman I've met several years ago. That she's got an amazing bio here. She is the Executive Managing Director with eWomen Network here in Phoenix and Scottsdale. She also hosts a weekly radio program here with the eWomen Radio Network that I, you know, highly recommend that you check it out. Heather Visca is with Foxfire Events. And she does all types of networking events, and whether it be, you know, women only, men and women, fun, foxy women and wine, and just brings a lot of fun to connections and making good connections. And so I wanted to welcome both of them. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
I'm excited to be here.
And so Janelle, why don't we start with her real quick? She has got, oh my gosh, she comes from understanding the value of building a strong foundation of professional and personal relationships. I've met her when she almost first started out with eWomen Network and has grown it to one of the most powerful chapters within the international organization. In addition, Janelle is also the International Talent Recruitment and Training Director for the eWomen Network. She also received the coveted Ambassador of the Year Award in 2002, 2013, and 2014 for best exemplifying the eWomen Network philosophy of give first, share always. That's a phrase you're going to probably hear a lot. And so it's going to probably change your life when it comes to networking and making those relationships, because there's plenty to go around, and more people realize that, I think the more connections that they'll have. And then with Heather Visca, she does Foxfire events. She does Foxy Women and Wine. She has a unique and wonderful way to reach out to women and business owners in the community to connect them in ways, whether it be an event that they're doing or through some of her Foxy Women and Wine events. So we're super excited to hear from her. And Janelle, did I leave off anything from your, esteemed background?
No, that's you shared what I do, and we're going to talk more about it as we go through our conversation today.
Awesome. And Heather, I know you've got the Foxfire, you've got Foxy Women and Wine, and you know, lots of things like that. I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything that you want to make sure that you get out there and say hello to people about.
I think that was great. Yeah, we do the Foxy Women and Wine, and you mentioned some other co-ed events as well that we let the men and women network together and built those relationships too. So I think you covered it well. Thank you.
Awesome. And you know what? It's also because, like, she has two different types of things and events, and so does the eWomen Network, all different types of ways of reaching out to people. Rather than just one single channel of reaching out to people, there's lots of different ways, different times of the day, different times of the month, and so there's really great ways to reach out there. Now, let me ask you, Janelle, how did you initially get started with the eWomen Network? Because I remember when we first met, and you had that passion from the very, very beginning, and it was almost as if you needed to convince me, and I'm telling you, that was the best decision I've made when it comes to my business. And I say that all the time, so you know that. But how did you first get started?
Well, it was actually interesting. I was at an event, and a lot of us go to these big, I call them mega events, and I was at one in California, and I met the founder of eWomen Network, Sandra Yancey. She was on stage talking about the eWomen Network Foundation. And do you ever just hear someone talk that you can just really resonate with what they're saying and who they are. And she said something that I'll never forget. She said, you know, we do, you know, one of the largest three-day women's conferences in North America, and she said, there's always room for one more in the circle. And I was very skeptical because I'm an introvert, and wasn't a fan of networking. You go to these networking events, and in the past, they tend to be cliquish oftentimes. If you don't know someone, it's very hard to meet people and really build deep relationships. But when she said that, there's always room for one more in the circle, something just spoke to me. I think as I was looking for a way to connect with other women, I went to the conference that year, and I met people from all over the world, and that was almost 5 years ago. And to this day, I'm still friends with these amazing women, and I've learned so much from them. And that goes back to our philosophy of give first, share always. I think a lot of people, when they go to networking events, they're afraid that if they share information or they share things that they're doing, that people are going to take them. And it's really more about having the abundance mentality versus the, you know, the scarcity mentality. Just because we share things doesn't mean we're going to get any less. What I find is the more I give, the more I get. Just like with Heather and I, we both have networking groups, but we work together and have found great ways to partner. We have a different spin on it, which is really nice, but it really complements each other. And together, I think we can do so much more than we could ever do on our own. And that's what people need to remember.
That's so wonderful. You covered so many areas there, which is so true, because there is always room for one more. And the different groups have different personalities. And, you know, even though I do see you working a lot with Heather in each other's groups, it's sort of just hearing you speak really really resonated with me, because the groups have different personalities and different approaches, which makes it even better, because one approach may work great for one person during that month or whatever, and they just reach sometimes different people. And Heather, what about you? How did you get started with Foxfire events, and how did you how long have you been doing it? I know it's been for a while, but honestly, I don't know exactly when you started.
Yeah, well, I started Foxfire Events a couple of years ago, and I had a corporate background. And what I found is I'm just not a corporate person. I did a lot of networking when I was in corporate, and what I found at the events is I would go, and the events I was going to were very structured. And I think it's very important to find the events that are right for you, because everybody networks differently and everybody enjoys networking differently. So I would go to events. I was representing a company, but it just was not my passion. And so I sat down one day and I started thinking about what's everything I'm passionate about? What do I really love to do? And I just started making a list, and everything basically encompassed being able to be involved in an event company. So that was where I decided to go. And I just decided, hey, jump in, let's start this, and let's go from there. So I developed Foxfire Events and just started creating unique events, like you mentioned, and really finding things that I was passionate about. And then when I started Foxy Women in Wine, that was specifically because I was looking to have more girlfriend time, and I wanted, and I love wine, so I paired the two together and started Foxy Women in Wine, and it became a very great way to network, and I found it to be the way I really like to network, in just building relationships and getting to know people rather than having it be a structured handing out business cards and standing up and doing a 60-second commercial and all of that, which I think all of that has a place and is great in the right for people that are looking for that. However, I just wanted to do things a little bit differently, and I found that there was such a need for having more relaxed kind of social, easygoing opportunities to network.
No, that's so true. So, and you know what? I can't believe that it's only been a couple to a few years, and with what you're doing, and it's really taken off. I mean, you have got so many new chapters, and you're branching out here to the East Valley, which I'm really hoping that it continues to grow, because all your other chapters are doing amazing, and then to hear you coming out here is just, you know, it's just wonderful, super excited. And, you know, you started to touch on confusion around networking and passing cards and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that there's a lot to talk about with that because there is a lot of confusion around networking, whether it be new people, whether it be people that have been doing it for years, whether it be referral groups, so much confusion about that. So let's take a quick break here real quick, and then let's dive right in on the confusion about networking that's out there.
Are you an entrepreneur, coach, or consultant who is tired of constantly searching for the next client? Are you ready to get your expertise out of your head, into the world, and packaged into a profitable online course that delivers a steady stream of your perfect ideal clients to your door and a steady, predictable source of revenue? Hi, this is Janine Blackwell, creator of Create Six Figure Courses Virtual Bootcamp. And I've created my own seven-figure courses, and I've walked hundreds of experts like you through the step-by-step of creating and launching a profitable online course. I'd like to invite you to a free online training I'm hosting for you called The 7 Steps to Creating and Launching Your Profitable Online Course. I'm going to show you exactly how to create your course, market your course, and automate delivery of it so you can get your course up and running fast and have it work for you 24/7. You can grab your spot for this free training at www.createmyonlinecourse.com. So join me at www.createmyonlinecourse.com.
Tune in to the Taxonista Radio Show on the EWN Radio Network every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Get to know the Taxonista as this smart and sassy numbers guru turns your piles into files and helps you pay less to the IRS. Taxonista will take that monkey off your back so you can get back to doing what you do best and focus on growing your business.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back here. This is Angela Sticka-Snyder, the Taxonista with your accountant's office. Today, we're talking about networking and monetizing it. We've got Janelle McCauley here, the Executive Managing Director and the International Talent and Recruitment, Recruitment and Training, with the eWomen Network. And we've got Heather Visca with Foxfire Events and Foxy Women and Wine. And we are talking about all the different ways to network, and we ended on the confusion around networking. Because as you all know, networking can mean, oh gosh, from a referral groups that are so rigid you can barely turn around to, you know, enjoying, you know, evenings with wine and women and getting to know each other, where business really sometimes takes place, like they say on the golf course, right, with some men. With us, it could be with Foxy Women and Wine or with lunch. You know, or one of the other encounters that we've got with eWomen Network. So I'm going to have either one of you jump in on the confusion around networking because that's such a huge topic.
Well, I'll start. I think with networking, one of the challenges is people confuse networking with selling. They think that they can show up to a networking event and everyone's going to buy from them. And it's really about, and we hear it over and over, that know, like, and trust. It's really about that belly-to-belly, face-to-face, building quality relationships. It's about getting to know someone, because once you get to know them, you can find common ground, you can find the commonality, and that's where the relationship starts. Someone very rarely, unless it's something they really, really need, is going to buy from someone that they don't know. And people don't want to just have you take their card and put them on a list. They don't want to start being solicited to. They really want to build that relationship, and I think that's what's so important, is knowing that networking and sales are different. The sales will come, as you well know, Angela, and you've seen it over and over again. They'll come once people get to know you, and then those referrals start, and that's where the connecting really is powerful, because people just, they know who you are, they believe in you, they support you, and they want everyone to know. So they're telling everyone they know about it.
Yeah, that's so true, because networking is not selling. And I'm sure that, Heather, you've seen that too, where people come to one of your events, because I know we've seen it at eWomen, at every event, at any event you go to. It's new, and they don't get it, and they think that they're there, and they're there to make, they're like, it's an expo, and you're there to make sales. And it's not. It's not at all. It's definitely the know, like, and trust. Heather, what about you? Have you, what's the confusion that you may have? I'm sure you've encountered it with people that come to your groups.
Yeah, I agree 100% with what Janelle said. That's exactly what I say, too. It's about networking. It's really building the relationships and really listening to people and getting to know them. All of us who have networked have seen or been at an event or had it happen to them at an event where someone comes up to you and they have no interest in finding out who you are and what you do or what you're about, and they're just wanting to hand you their business card, tell you their commercial that they have memorized, and then move on to the next person, and they're just collecting business cards. And that isn't somebody that you typically would do business with. So, and you see that person, then after they leave you, go on to the next person and do exactly the same thing and say exactly the same thing. So that definitely, to me, is not networking. That's just throwing out your card. And unfortunately, I think sometimes people, maybe they haven't been taught anything else, or maybe this is just what they've known or been shown to do, and they don't know better. So, and in other cases, maybe they do, and that's just, they're just maybe trying to get through the event. I'm not sure. I always like to try to give them the benefit of the doubt that they don't know better. But there's lots of different ways to be able to just get to know people and really find out who they are and what they're about. And when you do that, people know that you care. And they're going to want to talk to you longer. They're going to want to get to know more about you, and it becomes a reciprocal relationship. And that, to me, is really when networking works, is when you can really get to know people, have that reciprocal relationship, and really collaborate with somebody.
Right. And, you know, there's different people have different events. So, for instance, you've got the eWomen Network, you've got Foxfire events, but there's within each of those, and in most successful networking organizations, they usually don't just have one channel of events, because some people work better and network better, at lunchtime. Some people are better at breakfast time, in the evening, things like that. Janelle, what do you find that's maybe a little bit different about your strategic events that happen in the morning times versus the accelerated networking that happens at the luncheons?
Well, the strategic business introduction, or as I like to refer to them, our Wisdom Circle Mastermind, is a smaller, more intimate group. And in that, we go around the table and we have an introduction process that's four questions, so we get to know who's there. And by doing that, we get to learn a little bit about their background, and we start to see some of the commonality between the people that are in the room. And I always believe that the right people are there. It's our job to make sure that we're really paying attention and being present, so we can really listen to who's there. We can really get to know a little bit about them. And then after we do the introduction, we switch and we do the Wisdom Circle part, where everyone gets an opportunity to share a business challenge, an opportunity, something that they would like, that would help move their business forward. They share that, and then everyone shares from their background, from their experience. So when people walk out with a different perspective, a new way of thinking about it that'll really help them move the dial and address the issue that they were challenged with. So Mm-hmm. It's more intimate and it's very powerful. You know, you think you wouldn't get a lot done in 2 hours, but in 2 hours, you can really shift the way you're thinking about business and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very true. And that it is. If you've got, you know, a much larger setting, a more intimate setting, same thing, Heather. Give me some ideas on, you've got some large events you do the Foxy Women. You know, what's been your, you know, take and feel and feedback from people?
The feedback has been great. And it's just what they love about Foxy Women and Wine especially is it's very casual and it's very relaxed. And they're really, they're laughing, they're having a good time, they're being social, and their guard is down. So they're able to just, like we were talking about before, getting to know each other, building relationships. And then as they do that, what's happening at Foxy Women and Wine is that they're networking in a very organic and natural way because they're finding out about the person and what do they need and what do they do? What do they do for fun? What do they do for business? And they just learn a lot about people. And I think in that social environment, it's kind of a happy hour style atmosphere where you're just able to relax and have a good time. You find so much. And I see people doing so much business in it, but it doesn't feel like it's business to them. And it's not a struggle, or they're not having to put on some sort of front. And it's just so much more casual. And I love it. So I think being able to have the different options out there available to be able to do the different things. I love the Wisdom Circle Masterminds that Janelle does. I attend those. Mm-hmm. I love them. I find great value in those, and I think they're just fantastic. And I meet so many women in those, and then they come to Foxy Women and Wine and you know, have fun with us. So it's such a great compliment, you know, with that. But I love having different types of networking available, different types of groups available, so you can really find what's right for you because everybody likes something a little bit different. And it allows people to try
right.
different things too. So
right.
That's good.
Go ahead, Janelle.
Now, I was just going to add, you know, it's interesting because the Foxy Women and Wine events are so different, and they're social, and I love them because I can go and have much deeper conversations with people because they're less structured. But somebody said to me recently, you know, aren't you concerned because, you know, Heather does her own events. And I actually find that we really do complement each other because they're different. So what people like is being able to get to know people different ways in, you know, different formats. So, I mean, I challenge people to really think differently about how we can all come together to complement each other and not compete, because it really does. There's so much to go around. And I think when you shift that mindset, so many things open up for you.
That's so true. And, you know, yeah, and obviously, you know, we're networking or getting out there to ultimately make relationships and to increase our business, because we are all business owners, and ultimately that is our goal. And but it's how we go about doing it, because, you know, what we were talking about is the know, like, and trust, right? And so people don't do business typically unless you're calling a quick repair person. You want to do business with people that you do know, like, and trust. And, you know, our goals are to increase our business by, you know, getting involved in different networking groups that have different personalities, and whether they be, you know, large events and smaller events, like you said, it gives us an opportunity to get to know each other in different ways, whether it be a more structured, formal environment at some events to a more casual and relaxed environment. And that, I feel like, just solidifies the people that you are meant to do business with in that know, like, and trust factor. So those, because, you know, we're not all meant to do business together, and that's okay. You know, the world is, you know, everybody's got a business match, right? But those that are you're meant to do business with, you just get that opportunity, and I think that the more times you run into them and the more you get to know them, it solidifies that relationship and it deepens it. What do you guys think about that?
I agree. Yeah, definitely.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. I know one thing that most people get concerned about, and this is probably more of either a nervous or a new networker, is the progression. and that they're maybe they're uncomfortable in networking events sometimes because they don't know what's the protocol, what do we do, what's the steps, how does this program work, you know, because all of them are a little different. And so I'm hoping that we're able to reach through this show some of those people that can help, you know, we can help them maybe get out of their shell or get out there a little bit more. So I think I want to take a quick break. This won't be very long of a break, but I want to talk about, you know, about the first impression, about those that are a little bit uncomfortable at networking because they're more of the wallflower, and how they could really maybe break out and open themselves up personally, but also business-wise, and get to know and make more friends and business connections. So hang tight, everybody. We will be right back.
Tax laws and regulations change frequently, and their application can vary widely based on the specific facts and circumstances involved. You are responsible for consulting with your own professional tax advisors concerning specific tax circumstances for your situation. Taxinista disclaims any responsibility for the accuracy or adequacy of any action you take from the discussions here. All advice given here, including tax advice, must always be tailored to your particular circumstances, and nothing on this show should be viewed as a substitute for the advice of a competent professional. If you have questions regarding accounting issues specifically related to your industry or your business circumstances, you should consult with your own professional tax advisor, accountant, attorney, industry expert, or professional association.
Do you have a small business? Give Taxinista a call. We specialize in strategic growth and planning for small businesses. We can clean up the back of the house so you can put your best foot forward. The number to remember is 480-331-3316. That's 480-331-3316. You can also check us out and watch our video at taxinista.com. Let us take that monkey off your back so you can get back to doing what you do best.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Angela Sticka-Snyder, the Taxinista with your accountant's office, and we are talking today with Janelle McCauley, the Executive Managing Director of eWomen Network Phoenix in Scottsdale, and also the International Talent Recruitment and Training Director for eWomen Network, and Heather Visca with Foxfire Events and Foxy Women and More. And we're talking about networking. And before we left off, we started talking about the question that people might be afraid of making, or those that are maybe a little bit uncomfortable in networking environments and not quite sure how to go about it. You know, what's the procedure? How does this event go? Because that's one thing I try and do whenever I meet somebody new that I see at the eWomen luncheon, is I'll go up and introduce myself, and I sort of give them the lay of the land on, you know, they check in and maybe find a place to put your purse and walk around and meet people. And that, you know, we do network, you know, we just open talk and then we sit down and just give the whole spiel of it, because some people are a little unsure of how will this play out. Is it just a free-for-all and we have lunch? Do we, you know, how does it work? And so I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that, but I want to start with you, Heather, because your events are a little bit different. How do you let people know how they are, to make them feel comfortable? Do you make introductions, you know, to people that come up? Do you notice that some people just sort of stand in the background? What's some things you've noticed that could maybe help somebody that's new, you know?
Sure, yeah. Whenever there's somebody that's new, I do try to make introductions. When they come in, I tell them exactly what to expect. This is kind of the rundown, kind of like what you mentioned, the lay of the land. So this is what you can expect tonight, because I find once people know that, then they're not as apprehensive if they know kind of what to expect. And then I try to introduce them to people and try to kind of buddy them up in a sense. So I'll grab somebody who's been to the events before, maybe it's one of our sponsors, or maybe just somebody who regularly comes to the event, and I'll tell them that this person here is new, it's their first time with us, and they automatically, everybody's very welcoming there in that group. It's a very friendly group, so they take them and they'll start making introductions with them and just kind of make them feel welcome. So I find that that works really well. For other events, I would suggest, though, that people, if they haven't been to an event, you know, really kind of check it out, research it before you go so you know what to expect, if that's possible. So if there's pictures online or if there's an agenda online somewhere for different events, then you can do that. And, you know, at the very least, there's nothing wrong with coming into an event, and if there isn't somebody there to introduce you and you walk in, just walk up to somebody and just ask them, have you ever been to this event before? It's my first time here. I'm not sure what to expect. And people will be friendly and help, you know, at most events. I've never been to an event where somebody wouldn't help or wouldn't mm-hmm. explain that. And it's a great icebreaker. It's a great way to just walk up to somebody and start talking. Because some people that are a little bit more on the shy side, they might not know what to say or even how to approach a conversation. So you can just simply do something like that. And people are pretty friendly at events and will be happy to make those introductions.
Right, that's really very important. And that brings me into something, Janelle, you had said towards the very beginning of this show, how some groups are very click-like, or they're not as open and welcoming. And I don't find that with either of your groups at all, whether it be Heather, yours, or Janelle, the eWomen mm-hmm. Network. I find them both very open and welcoming. However, you deal with a lot of people at those luncheons. What kinds of things do you have to offer our audience today as far as helping people not feel so uncomfortable, or, you know, that first impression and things like that?
Well, one of the things that we do with our eWomen Network luncheons is before that event, I send out an email to anyone who's new that's going to be coming and just say, here's what to expect. And it must be something fairly unusual, because I get amazing notes back from them saying, thank you so much, this is wonderful. Just so they understand how the flow is going to go, they understand what the event is and what they're going to be able to share about themselves. So it's a little bit of help mm-hmm. in preparing. Then when people get there, we try to have a greeter, we try to have someone at the door, even before they check in, just with a smile and welcoming them, and then helping to introduce them to someone when they get there, because sometimes when you go to check in someplace, there may be a number of people there, so you may not always get the time, although we really try to have enough people to help do that. But it's really important that, you know, you greet new people, you give them that smile, and you go up and talk to them. Find out a little bit about them, because that starts to help them be comfortable. You know, I also tell people when they're new to an event, really use the event for a couple of things. One is you absolutely want to make new connections, but use a new event to try out a different introduction, a new introduction, not just share, I know Heather mentioned it, not just share, you know, your 60-second introduction, because so many times when people do that, that's coming from memory. That's not coming from the heart. It's something mm-hmm. they've memorized and it's factual, but it doesn't really help people get connected. So if you just try mm-hmm. sharing a little bit about you, but then quickly change it to the other person, tell me what you do. You know, have you been to this event before? You know, how did you learn about this organization? Just ask a couple of questions. I have probably six of those questions in my, you know, my repertoire that I can ask when I go to a new event, because they're great icebreakers. No one feels like there's any special answer they have. Everyone can answer it. So have a way to start the conversation, because once you do, I find that they just don't stop flowing.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing I also do is when I go to an event, you know, while I love to see my, you know, my gal pals, right, and you know, I will typically always go up to somebody I don't know. And I want to sit typically, it's hard because once you get to know people, then, you know, you know a lot of them, right? But I always want to, you know, connect myself with somebody that's new and or new to me, new to the group, or if it's a new group that I don't know. So that, number one, I can make a new connection. And number two, if it's a group that I go to a lot, maybe I can help them out by giving them some, you know, feedback on, you know, this would be a great connection for you, you know, once I get to know what they do, and make introductions that way. You guys feel the same way there?
I do, and it's funny you say that, because when people come together, I suggest that they sit at different tables, and sometimes they kind of look at me, but I tell them it's a great way to get connected, especially if they're with the same company. They can double their reach by sitting separately and then comparing things at the end, so you can meet new people.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's, you know, some people I get the same look sometimes, and I go to some luncheons and I see all the same, you know, pal of friends or whatever sitting together, and it's great, but then you don't have the opportunity to, you know, stretch your wings and broaden your reach. So, yeah. Now, what about this? People get too worried about making a first impression. You know, because some groups are very dressy groups. Some are very casual, you know, and things like that. Do you find ever that people are concerned about that, about the first impression they're going to make? I mean, I guess, I think once I hit my 40s, I don't really concern myself too much with that, but I... Because you are who you are, but you know, do you find that some people are concerned about, you know, oh my gosh, you know, I've got to make the best first impression available, you know, that I can make?
I think some people do. I think they make themselves a little bit nervous though when they do that. And I guess my advice to people would be just put a smile on your face, take a deep breath, and go, and just be genuine. And if you're doing that, I don't think you really have anything to worry about, because you're coming off as your authentic, genuine self, and really just get to know people and do the things that we were saying before with asking questions and really wanting to get to know the other person. And I don't think you can go wrong with that. And I think people, if they just do that, then there's really nothing to worry about.
Yeah. No, I'm sure. What about you, Janelle? Anything you want to add on that?
Well, I always tell people when they're going to a networking event, either, as you mentioned, check out and research the event ahead of time. I know Heather and we do too. We post a lot of pictures online so you can kind of see what the dress code is. But I love, you know, what Heather said, just be yourself. You know, I said earlier on, I'm an introvert and I never really enjoyed networking, but what I realized, you know, you get to a certain age and stage where I said, okay, I'm just going to be who I am. And I stopped going to networking events trying to figure out who I was supposed to be and what I was supposed to say and who I was supposed to meet. And I just went as myself. And what I realized is that's when it actually got fun, because I wasn't trying to meet someone else's expectations. I was going for myself. And I started meeting the most wonderful, amazing women like the two of you. So just be yourself. And if you don't resonate with the group, that's okay. You're not going to resonate with every group. But if you go just as who you are and be genuine and authentic and make some good connections, it will totally change your life and your business. I can guarantee that.
Yeah. No, that's so true. And you know what? I think when you said, Janelle, you just are yourself, I think people can feel that. It just becomes, because you're natural, you know, you, whoever the person is, if you're yourself, people can feel that. If you're trying to portray something you're not, people can feel that too. And so it just can, you know, naturally help to occur. I also want to cover, and probably the very last of this, because we're talking here in taxes, that not only do you belong to networking groups to make great connections, to hopefully increase your business, but also for the tax write-offs too, or that's a positive thing that comes out of this. So we're going to end with just a quick commercial here, and then I want to get back into there and talk about the business of networking, because there's a little business about it, and if done right, can really maximize your book taxes. So hang with us here real quick.
Did you know that Taxonista is licensed in all 50 states and offers full-service tax, accounting, and bookkeeping services, as well as business growth coaching? We'll help you get to that next level. Give us a call at 480-331-3316 and check us out on Facebook and at taxonista.com. That's TAXANISTA.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You're tuned in to the Taxonista Radio Show. We're coming back from our break, and we're going to get down to business. Here's Angela Sticka-Snyder.
Hi, Angela Sticka-Snyder, Taxonista with your accountant's office in the final home stretch here with Janelle McCauley, the Executive Managing Director with the eWomen Network, Phoenix and Scottsdale, and the International Talent Recruitment and Training Director for eWomen Network, as well as Heather Visca, Foxfire Events and Foxy Women and More, events not to be missed. Now, what we were talking about is just all sorts of ways of the different types of networking, the confusion on networking, making first impressions, what types of events you might want to surround yourself with, not sitting with people you know, all sorts of things with networking. But also, I want to talk about the business of it a bit, because around networking, there can be all different types of fees that keep these organizations going. And these are part of your marketing budget, actually. It's not, people view it as an expense, but it's not an expense. It's an investment. I mean, obviously, on your tax return, it's an expense. But when you're really looking at your business growth, it's an investment that you're making. The types of fees that there could be dues, there could be annual dues, quarterly dues, meeting fees, where maybe there's not a specific meal involved. It could be a lunch fee or a lunch meeting fee. Maybe you want to make a donation while you're at the organization, and the organization has a foundation or a nonprofit that you might look to do. All of those things involved, all of them are deductible. But it's really important to keep track of the different categories and the different types of expenses you're incurring, because they might fall into different buckets that your tax professional needs to know about. For instance, the foundation and the donations, those appear in one area, so you would want to keep that separate from also annual dues or meeting fees. And then also like lunches or meals. Technically, you are to break it out between the meal cost and the meeting fee. However, most of the time, most people will take it as a networking or a marketing type of fee. However, if you're ultra conservative and you're concerned about that, you should probably consider taking a portion of it out for meals and entertainment. So, if the lunch is normally if the fee is $20 and lunch at that place is normally anywhere between $12, $15, then you might want to take a portion of it for the meals and a portion of it for networking costs. But the most important thing to remember is to keep your receipts or statements. Now, if you have an annual or a monthly ongoing fee that's under contract, you know, you've got a monthly fee of $15 a month, $20 a month, regardless of whether you go or not, then that's fine. You don't keep that. Just have a way to substantiate and support that, maybe from when you signed up, something that shows it on the website and then connects it from your credit card statement. But if you go and you pay cash for something, you know, you need to ask them for a receipt. I am sure that Heather, when she has events and somebody comes and pays in cash, she has a way to give them a receipt. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, just something that can be supported. If she doesn't have something there, I bet you anything she'd be very willing to just email you one or just to send you one, because the old adage of no receipt, no deduction is very, very true. So we are actually going through some audits right now with some new clients, And luckily, they saved some amazing receipts so in the networking area, so we're able to fend off that portion. But I just wanted to make sure to squeak that important part in there. But I also wanted to ask you guys as well as what type of, you know, how do people select the right networking events? Because, you know, there's so many out there. Oh, my gosh, I could just go on a list of names of so many different places, from on Meetup to all the ones that we're aware of to, I don't want to name them by name, but there's a lot of them out there. So what is your opinion on suggesting? I know that, Heather, you talk a lot about listening and about researching the events,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to ask people what their opinions are. What's some of your thoughts?
I think that's important, and I think if you don't know where to go, ask somebody who you trust. Ask a like-minded professional, and ask them where they go and what they like. But I think it's really a matter of finding out. That's a great way to find out initially what's out there, but I think it's a matter of finding what's right for you. So I know with my events, I have them on my website, so people can go and they can look and they can read the description and see pictures and all of that good stuff, and they can come try out an event. But if they don't know where to start, I would definitely suggest for referrals from people that they know, like, and trust as far as where to go.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Janelle? Do you have any, like, when you're, you know, when you were looking for things, you know, a while back, or, you know, I'm sure you look to reach out there and, you know, introduce more people to the eWomen Network. What ways do you look at to reach out to people?
Well, you know, well, one of the things is when I tell people when they're looking for networking events and they're looking at organizations to join is to look at what you're getting. One of the things that I love about eWomen Network is that it's an international organization, so it's a one-time lifetime membership, and then you're paying a small monthly fee. As really it's a marketing expense because you're getting the managing director help marketing you and your business, but you can go to events anywhere. So if someone travels a lot, we have a number of members who travel a lot, and I know you've done it, where you go to another city, you can actually go to their
right.
events as a member. Some organizations, you join each chapter, which is also may work for someone depending on what they're doing. But I tell people to look at really who they're meeting and what their needs are. You know, another thing that I think is really important for people, and I've shared this a couple times recently with some other managing directors like myself across the country, is free events are not free. And the reason I say that is because your time is very valuable, so you may not pay an entrance fee to get into an event or to belong to an organization, but you're taking your time to get dressed, to drive there, to go there, to drive home, you know, whatever else you're doing. That time, think about what else you could be doing. So I tell people to really look at each event and each organization that they go to and look at the quality of the people that you're meeting, what kind of follow-up interactions are you having, and really look at that ROI with your networking. What kind of business are you getting out of it? And it may not happen overnight. I mean, you and I have talked about this, Angela. It may take 4 months, 6 months. It may even take a year, but you're building those relationships all along. But look at that ROI over time and see what kind of connections you're getting. Look at what kind of referrals you might be getting, what kind of conversations you're having, who they may be introducing you to, because those things can all move your business forward. But I really challenge people not just to think about free events. A lot of times people go to those because they don't have the money
That's
to invest.
So true.
And I was saying that to someone recently, and I said, so those people that are going to free events, are they the type of people that can invest in your business? And she said, absolutely not. I said, then why are you spending so much time going back to them? If over time you're not getting the value out of it, look at what else you could be doing with your time. And I think sometimes people forget that. I never really thought of it that way until I took a step back and kind of looked at the whole ROI and, you know, where things
are
going.
So true. Yeah. And I think one of the key things is looking at the people that go. if they're not your target market, then you're at the wrong group.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That is so true. So, oh my goodness, this has been, you know, really wonderful, ladies. I greatly appreciate your time because I know how valuable, you know, our time is. That's one thing we can't get back, right? I would like for both of you to have the opportunity to share with people how they could find out more about each of your organizations. So, Heather, why don't you go ahead and tell people how they could reach you and how they could get out online to learn more.
Absolutely. I'm happy to. Thank you. They can download the Foxfire Events app. So it's available on Android or Apple devices, and it's a free app. So they just go to their Play Store and type in Foxfire Events, and they can do that. They can also visit the website, which is foxfireeventsrock.com. So foxfireeventsrock.com, and they can see a listing of all of our events, and they can contact me directly through that as well, or, of course, foxywomenandwine.com. So lots of different ways that they can stay in touch and see what's going on.
Wonderful. Thank you, Heather. And what about you, Janelle? What's some other ways that they can reach you as well?
Probably the easiest way to reach me is to go, I think almost everyone's on Facebook today, but just to go to, on Facebook, go to eWomen Network Phoenix, and it's Women, W-O-M-E-N, so eWomen Network Phoenix, and you can go on the About page and you can connect me from there, or you can just send me a message and I'd be happy to get back to you. And I'd also love to, if you don't mind, Angela, is just really invite everyone to also check out my Eat Great, Live Well radio show also on the EWN radio network. And I would love to get connected. If you have any questions about networking or, you know, where you can find someone in your city, I would love to help you get connected.
Yes, no, definitely think you should check out the Sister eWomen radio show, the eatgreatlivewell.com, and then also on the eWomen Network radio, or the exact site of what it's called, but it's the eWomen radio and the Eat Great Live Well there. And then when they're looking at you on Facebook, something to note is that how powerful the eWomen Network is, because when you start typing that in, you have to type in Phoenix because so many other chapters are going to pop up. And those are, like you said, potential other locations to check out and see where there's, you know, you become a member of once you're a member of the eWomen Network.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, thank you guys very much. I greatly appreciate your time. And everyone else, we look forward to having you catch our next show. Thanks a lot.
Did you know that Taxonista is licensed in all 50 states and offers full-service tax, accounting, and bookkeeping services, as well as business growth coaching? We'll help you get to that next level. Give us a call at 480-331-3316 and check us out on Facebook and at taxonista.com. That's T-A-X-A-N-I-S-T-A.com. Thanks for listening.